In this week's Parsha, Parshas B'Shalach, we are given an important lesson on how do we treat people, how do we deal with people, a lesson and insight on how to be mechanech our children. The story is as follows. The Jews are on their way out of Mitzrayim, and they're walking away from the direction of Mitzrayim, and then they're given a command to turn back towards the direction of Mitzrayim. And we know the reason for this command. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to confuse the Egyptians and to make them think that we were lost, and this was going to cause them to run after us, to chase after us, which is going to cause that sensational victory by Yam Suf. So we know why the Jews had to do this, but the Jews then didn't know why they had to do it. They were probably likely as confused as the Mitzrayim, right? Here we are, we're running away from Egypt. Why are you telling us to turn back? However, their response was, Vaya'asuchein. They did so. On these words, Vaya'asuchein, Rashi quotes the Mechilta, who says that it's in order to say their praise, that they listened and did not tell Moshe, how? Why are you asking us to go to the direction of those who are chasing us when really we need to be running away from them? But they said, says Rashi, quoting the Mechilta, Ein lanu ela divrei ben Amram. Here we are in the desert. Moshe took us out, and the only thing we have to rely on is what Moshe tells us to do. And if Moshe tells us to do it, that means that this is the right thing to do, and we should do it. Sifsei Chachamim wants to understand what was Rashi's difficulty, meaning what was his question, what was he trying to answer by giving us this explanation on the words Vaya'asukein. And the Sifsei Chachamim explains by saying that a few psukim later we're going to see that the Mitzrayim caught up to them across from Picherus Lefnei Ba'al Tzafain, which means that they must have gone back. They must have headed back into the direction of Mitzrayim, otherwise it wouldn't have been found there. Which means that we know Vaya'asuchein, meaning we know if we're going to continue reading another three psukim, we're going to see ourselves that they listened to Moshe. So what is the point of saying, of telling us Vaya'asuchein, that they did so? And now we understand what Rashi is saying. The reason that the Torah put in these extra two words, Vaya'asuchein, unnecessary words, because we're going to know soon, Vaya'asuchein, anyways, that they did so anyways, is it's in order to say their praise. Meaning that the reason we're saying it is just in order to take the opportunity to say, Klal Yisrael is good, they did what they were supposed to do. And what we learn from this is that if there's an opportunity to give praise to someone, to give someone a good word, to explicitly compliment them, then we should use that opportunity. And this is specifically true when talking about the chinuch of our children or our students, to look for the chance to tell them that they did a good job, that they excelled, that they were noticed. When a person gets complimented or praised, it gives them the motivation to continue to excel, and it helps motivate others as well. Napoleon, when he became emperor, it was after the French Revolution, and the French Revolution is marked by a period of austerity. It was a period where the plebeians, the masses, were trying to take away the distinction of the classes, and therefore they banished all titles, meaning you were no longer a nobleman and you were no longer a baron. Everybody is on the same level. And they took away a lot of the pomp and ceremony which had characterized the French court. And Napoleon, when he became emperor, he realized, he said that people need the pomp and ceremony, and people need to be recognized, and people need titles. And he created something called the Legion of Honor, which is still exists today, and it gives medals to people who deserve them, and it gives titles to people who deserve them. So no, he didn't go back on what the French Revolution abolished, which is titles, distinctions given because of birth, but he definitely had titles given because of merit, because they did something good. And you know, a person who's fighting in a war or who is performing a public service is not doing it so that he should get a medal. But certainly the medal motivates him to continue to do so. And we are like this too. This is very much human nature. That means that we do lots of things, many things, lots and lots of things, as we should, meaning we shouldn't be doing things in order to get any kind of reward, even even, which is what we're talking about in Pirkei Avos, even spiritual reward, meaning we're not doing things so that Hashem should reward us. We're doing things because we want to do the right thing. And when we do a chesed, or when we do a mitzvah, or we give tzedakah, we should and we do it for altruistic purposes. But certainly it's motivating when somebody notices and we see that our actions are valued, and then we feel validated, and then we're willing to do more, and then we're not just willing, we're pushed to do more, we're motivated to do more. And so we see this all through Tanakh, that whenever the Torah has an opportunity to give praise, it does, with Aaron and the menorah. It says that Hashem commanded Aaron how to light the menorah, Vaya'as kein Aaron amol pnei ha-menorah. And Aaron did. He lit the menorah the way Hashem told him to. And there, Rashi says, Lahagid shivchei shel Aaron, to give us the praise of Aaron, Shaloi shina, that he didn't light the menorah in a different way. And everyone wants to understand, what is the great praise here? He is the Kohen Gadol, he's Aaron HaKohen. He's standing in the holiest place, doing the holiest work, and it's not anything that he would get something out of to do it in a different way. Meaning, like, why shouldn't he do it the way that he was told to do it? Of course he did the right thing, but again, we learn that it's important to point out when people are doing things right and for the right reasons. And sometimes we even get told that somebody's doing something for the right reasons. Another example with, also with Aaron HaKohen. And what happens is that when Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu about going down to Mitzrayim by the Sneh, and Hashem is trying to convince Moshe to go to Mitzrayim to save the Jews, and one of the things that Moshe says is that I shouldn't be the one to do this. I've been out of Mitzrayim for decades. My brother Aaron is the one who's been taking care of them. Send Bnei Yisrael out with him. He's the one, he's my older brother, and he's been the leader, and I'm just going to come in and I'm going to take over. And Hashem tells Moshe, don't worry, Vera Ucha, he's going to see you, V'samach B'libay, and he's going to be happy in his heart. And we learn that because of the altruism of Aaron, a Kohen, because indeed it was probably, I mean, we could imagine it for ourselves that we would struggle with such a thing. And for Aaron, not just that he was able to show Moshe Rabbeinu that he was happy, meaning that's something that possibly we could attain, meaning that we can, at least on the outside, be happy when somebody else gets good news. But it's Varaucha V'samach B'liba, even his heart, his intentions are good. This is unusually high praise, because he's being congratulated not for just for his actions, but for his thoughts as well. And when he gets this high praise, that Hashem recognizes that he was indeed totally happy in his heart, then it will motivate him to continue to look for opportunities to do the right thing. And again, of course, he's going to do the right thing anyways, because he's Aaron HaKohen. But we see even an Aaron HaKohen take the opportunity to point out that he's doing the right thing, and why and how he's doing the right thing. This chinuch and this path of Musar is the one that was adopted by Slabodka Yeshiva, and most of our yeshivas today follow this path. It's the path that speaks of Gadlus HaAdam. There were other paths. There was Nevardik, there was Kelm, there were other ways of doing it, but this is the one that seems to have lasted. It's the one that we really need to continue to adopt in our generation. Gadlus HaAdam, look how wonderful you are. Point out the good. Look for opportunities to build. The Altar of Nevardik would make sure that his children were well-dressed and well-taken care of, and that they were put together, and that they had the food that they needed, and he would point out to them over and over again, you are Talmidei Chachamim, you are worthy of being looked after because you are doing so many good things. And in general, when we have high expectations, not expectations that are unrealistic, but when we have high expectations of our children, of our students, of ourselves, and the people around us, and we look for opportunities to point out the times that we met those high expectations, then it creates a very beautiful positive cycle of, I'm doing something good, I see that it is indeed something good. And again, not doing it for the praise and the compliments, but knowing that I'm on the right path will motivate me to continue to try and look for opportunities to continue on that right path.